The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
What's up, good people? We are back hanging with the boys. That's a live look right there at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside the Ford Center, where today's high is 83 degrees, currently 77 degrees. That is three-time Super Bowl champion Nate Newton. This is Hello. Senior editor of DallasCowboys.com, Kurt Daniels. I am the below-average Jesse Holley. Together, we are hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. How you guys doing, man?
I'm doing great, Jesse.
You good?
You know, it's just so exciting to be here with you and Kurt. And man, I'm just overjoyed.
All right. Okay.
Overwhelmed.
Kurt.
Feeling good there, huh?
Wow. We need some of what he got.
I'm telling you, man.
It's just when I face this every
day. Did it come in a gummy form or a mushroom form?
No, it's just when I face this star, I refuse to sit anywhere else. And then you come in, lo and behold, he comes in with a Cowboy shirt on.
Well, I saw that. You're kind of wearing the colors today.
Wow. You have on the colors
well,
as well?
I do kind of normal.
Nate, he does every day. You always have on Cowboy.
You go to training camp every year, you get a few extra pieces.
This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Yes.
And our boy Mo, shout out to Mo, way in Kuwait. Mo sent over some lunch money. So I'm going to pick up some lunch for us one of these days at Wingstop and bring some sandwiches in there.
Good gesture. We'll never benefit from it.
Yes, you will. Nah. I'm not Shannon.
Oh, so you're saying Shannon did never take care of us?
Few and far between. Wow. When it came to the food. When it came to the food, we would have starved.
Well, I'm trying. You know, I've been working on behind closed doors trying to get Shannon to come back and, you know, make a few guest appearances. But, you know, they said they got to work through some things, so... Cheers there for you, Shannon.
Cheers there. Leaving a light on.
Yeah.
What hotel is that? Motel 6?
They ain't paying for our show.
I'm sorry. Those times that Nate spent in
there.
Call the trailer
here,
park. I don't care.
Yeah, call the trailer park.
I'm glad to see you, man.
I need what you got, man.
Yeah, you're just kind of in a lovey mood.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Kurt, man. Just keep coming to the fat side.
We get into.
We're working on your carbon update.
I'm heading that way, Nate.
We get into the booty juice. Commander's offense.
Wow.
Now they've taken over the top spot of the booty juice. In the NFC East. It used to be the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants have kind of worked themselves out of that. Now they went from the booty juice, they trickled down to the gooch. The Giants have trickled down. The Giants.
Oh, man.
That good sweat has come down.
Oh, yeah.
That good sweat has come down to the gooch.
Bastard.
And Patrick Q is still praying for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the Commanders are now front and center, booty juice, head of the class.
The whole
that
league?
Like a
How
star.
About the whole league?
Nah.
Just NFC East?
Whole league? That's a good question. Just the NFC East for right now.
All
right. We'll dissect the whole league later on.
Yes.
And the Cowboys and this defense. Oh, glory. I don't want to get into my Michael Irvin. I don't want to start preaching.
11 minutes straight.
But this defense is something special. I mean, truly something special. And this is the second year in a row, when you look at it, what Dan Quinn has been able to do with this defense, building on this defense and continue to grow this defense. And they found, again, last year was the turnovers. At the end of the year, they led the entire National Football League in turnovers. This year, currently right now, with
13
sacks, they are leading the National Football League in sacks. And they're doing it with a plethora of guys. A safety has a sack. Defensive linemen have sacks. defensive end has a sack. Yeah. And, of course, Micah, the linebacker, the all-world everything, he has four.
Don't forget about Leighton. He's a linebacker.
He got one. Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, this defense has become an equal opportunity employer. They're not discriminating on who go and get the stack as long as they're going to get them. And so we're going to jump in right with this thing. You know, I always say when we're talking about this defense, just take Micah out for a second. Just for a second, because we know that he's going to do what he's supposed to do. Who else in this defense? You may get Jayron Kearse back this week. He's doing some things in practice. Not that Donovan Wilson has been bad at all. But, you know, Jayron Kearse might be into this to this defense. Who else on this defense, Nate, makes you excited? Outside of Micah, and I know that he's the straw that stirs this thing up. Who else in this defense really makes you excited?
Darnce Armstrong, because, you know, we talked about him a little bit last year, and once they paid him during it, was this offseason, Kurt, that they they paid him, and I went straight to scout. Hey man, wow, y'all, you know, Greg, you know, you let him go. Nah. This dude not only helps our defense as one of our top rotation guys inside and out in pass rush situations and run defender, but he's on all of our special teams. And out of the, say, 100 plays, he's the guy that gives us 65% plus. He said, yeah, we had to go into the bag. We had to keep this guy. It was never a discussion of will we keep him. It was like, how can we push the envelope to keep him for his money-wise? Because they said it was never a question. He was always one of the number one guys to keep. And he's showing that. He's taking advantage of situations where he's been one-on-one. He's blocked the field goal. So Darnce Armstrong, yeah, he's my number one guy, man. I used to brag on him a couple of years ago when he came out of Kansas State, and they didn't represent this kid right. They had him two gapping when they should have had him rushing.
Kurt, who's somebody on that defense?
I mean, is he truly one of those guys that's benefiting from the play of Parsons and all that? Could he do it on his own, I guess?
No, sir. See, you know, I'm not as sold on people on Parsons as a lot of people are. I'm not as sold on him as most people are.
What do you mean by that?
That's a huge statement.
Because start thinking that you whatever. I was playing earlier about gummy form or mushroom form. But depending on how you answer this question, I might not be joking.
Okay. You know, in today's society, we anoint real quick. You know, we anoint, you know, I do it year by year, game by game. And I'm looking at this kid as a great player today, yesterday, and what he's shown me. But, you know, I can't anoint him beyond today. So that's what I'm saying.
No one has anointed him. There's comparisons.
We just had a watch of Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
Before, during, and after the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's comparisons.
So let me say not you. So that will stop you from going.
It's not.
But the world is got him on this pedestal. He is all that in a bag of chips, as the young ladies would say.
No young ladies are saying that in 2022. Just FYI.
I'm 60, dog.
No young ladies are saying that in 2022. All that in the bag. They're not saying that. The ladies are not.
Kurt,
let's go get Mariah.
I live in my world.
Let's go get Mariah from outside.
Can we do a little journey?
Jazzy audio.
Can me and you do a little Led Zeppelin? You know what I'm saying?
Jazzy Jibs, will you come in here?
Audio Jib, come in here. We need audio Jib.
Will you get Mariah and let Nate know that the young ladies today are not saying all that in a bag of chips?
Okay, what are they saying today? What are
the young ladies? They ain't saying that. I don't know if they're saying that.
Well, you know what?
Say the old ladies. Say the old heads.
Okay, the Cougars.
There you go.
Went there with it.
The Cougars, the Cougars are looking at this young stud and saying he's all that in a bag of chips, all right? And he can get whatever I got, including my bank account and the numbers that go with it, all right?
Oh, a little bit of that Social Security check come to Micah?
Yeah. But Nah, man, I know whenever I say something like that, they're going to get us some hits because that dude is a beast. But anyway, to answer your question, Armstrong couldn't do that. Number one, Tank, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a healthy, strong, younger Tank probably could command that type of respect at certain games. But I'm telling you, as an offensive lineman, every offensive coordinator is checking with his offensive line coach on every pass play. How do we block this pass play? If he's over there, if he's here, they're going to do two spots. If he's here, how do we change the protection? And that is dominance, bro. If we run in something, especially anything new, let's hold off a week. If we're not sure how the defense is going to line up on this right here, we're not going to do that this week. We're going to move everything back a week. He's just that dominant. He's a dominant player.
Kurt, with Micah being so dominant at what he does and creating that pressure inside, you see last week against the Giants, Daniel Jones was pressured more than any other time in his career. Yeah. That has been prevalent. The sacks have been prevalent. But something that hasn't been prevalent is the interceptions, the turnovers.
Right.
That still hasn't come to fruition. You had one interception to seal the game last week from Trayvon Diggs. When will the accumulation of turnovers, if the accumulation of turnovers, will begin to happen for this Cowboy defense with the amount of pressure that they've been getting on the quarterback?
Well, you got to think it's coming. I mean, I was reading something a day or so ago that last year we had all these turnovers, interceptions, and stuff, but we really didn't have a lot of what usually comes with it, with the sacks, the pressures, that kind of thing. This year you're seeing the sacks, you're seeing the pressures, so you got to think those interceptions are going to start coming. So given one or the other, I kind of like where they're doing right now. I mean, they're not giving up the yards they were last year. Obviously, the pressure's there. I think that the interceptions will come. So.
But, I mean, sacks are great. Pressures are great. But when you look at – I know today's not an offensive day, but the sacks aren't resulting in
– Right. Well, last year they got bailed out by the – turnovers.
Okay.
I mean, they saved themselves several times being able to generate that. I feel like this year they're taking care of business without those. Now, they need, you know, it'd be nice to have them, especially when you get to the.
They got one this past game.
Yeah. When you get to these, when you start facing the really good teams, the Rams coming up, the Eagles, that sort of thing,
you're overlooking the Commanders.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm overlooking the Commanders.
And we'll talk about that because this is that type of game. We won't get into this thing. We'll get into the next thing. But this is that type of game that you got to make sure. You know, Bill Parcells was infamous about putting signs up. I know putting signs in the hallway.
Don't eat the cheese.
Don't bite the cheese. You know, don't read your own plus clippings and all that. And we'll talk more about that in the second segment. But I do.
Did you read yours? What? Your press clippings?
Brother, there was no press clippings about me.
I'm talking about that Carolina, man.
There wasn't none there either. I promise you, I was just trying to make it to the next week. As long as those, you know what I would hate to read? When Calvin Watkins and John Jock Taylor and Clarence Hill, when they were writing their articles about who might be on the cutting block the next week and all that. I'm like, man. Jesse Holly, God dang it. Another
what
week.
They know that I don't know.
Yeah, another. Who they talking to? Yeah. Another week of trying to figure out if I'll have a job. But that was the only press clippings in my playbook was the only two things that I was trying to worry about at that particular time. But since we went there, let's break. Let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the leadership of this team, whether it's from the coaches or from the players. Because this is the type of game that you overlook. You kind of start looking at the schedule, you're saying, oh, Rams, Philadelphia, defending Super Bowl champions, 3-0 football team that everyone's talking about. The quarterback's been the NFC player of the month, all that kind of good stuff. And you think about all these booty juice jokers, we're going to just roll by them. So is the leadership there? I want to hear what you would have to say, Nate, from a leadership perspective. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what you would have to say if you were in that leadership perspective.
He is, about, man.
The
editor?
The senior editor. I was putting the senior on there. The senior editor. So stay with us. Don't y'all bite the cheese.
Editor?
Come on back with Hanging with the Boys.
The star? Wow.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we preview the Dallas Cowboys game versus the Washington Commanders this Sunday, 12 noon, home at AT&T Stadium. That is Kurt Daniels. He is Nate Newton. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. Now, we said before the break that this is one of those games. You look at the Washington Commanders, and what are they, 1-2? No,
yeah, one and two. Jacksonville, they're one.
Yeah, so they're
the Lions and
they're 1-2, and they're last right now in the division. They have some problems. They lead the National Football League in sacks allowed on Carson Wentz. Things just aren't looking good for the Washington Commanders. And at times, players, we're humans. Players sometimes get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We read our own press clippings. We look ahead on the schedule to the games that we had circled down at the beginning of the year. Definitely the Rams, what we have next week. And then now that Philadelphia's playing so good, you got them in 2 weeks. Start circling those games. And these are the games where there is no imminent fear factor of anything that they do. You're not afraid of the defensive line anymore. Carson Wentz isn't a threat. You know, you think about Scary Terry, or you think about Gibson or McKissin or Jahan Dotson, but then you think about, well, they can't even get them the ball. I mean, they don't. Literally at the top of his break, he's getting sacked at the top of his drop. And so as a team, as a whole, defensively, offensively, you begin to think to yourself, this one's in the bag. This one's easy. As the young ladies say, this game is all that in a bag of chips. Nah, I'm just playing. This game, this,
they're Cougars.
This game is a wrap. They about to come out to Dallas, and we about to whoop on these boys. But should there be a level of intense reminding from the staff, from the leadership? Nate, you've been in the locker room with some of the great leaders. How would you handle a situation like this when you're on a two-game winning streak, you're riding high? Because you lose to the Commanders, it really messes up what you've done the last 2 weeks. Like, exactly. It really just screws up all of what you accomplished 2 weeks, you know, the last 2 weeks of the season. How does someone like yourself handle this situation in the locker room with your team?
Go about your business. That's why Troy and Emmett and Mike on offense was so good. You know, going about their business. Certain times in practice, they'll laugh and joke, but majority of the time, they're going about their business. When it's offensive period, they're going about their business. So when I look around looking for a joke, man, Kevin Gogan, I'm eyeing him, he eyeing me. We looking around because, you know, you look at people, how they dress, what's going on, and you're looking for this joke. You're looking for this, you know, where you can just disrupt practice. But these guys are so locked in. Then what really killed is when you looked over there at Coach Landry, or you looked over there at Coach Johnson, and they got these looks on their face like, I got my eye on you.
So now, Kurt, when you look at and you hear what Nate is saying, the overall arching leader is Dak Prescott, right? But he's not in uniform.
He's not in.
He's not playing, right? Maybe he's off on the side over there with Britt Brown doing his conditioning while they're doing different stuff. Micah is the best player. Right. But Micah hasn't been recognized as being the leader. We've seen in the past before guys like Michael Bennett coming in here and being here a couple of weeks and all of a sudden thrusting himself into that leadership. Is Jason Peters a guy? Anthony Barr, new guys who have been around here. Are those the type of guys who can step up in these moments and say, all right, hey, focus, lock in? Or would you prefer it come from guys like CeeDee Lamb or guys like Zeke? Not talkative guys. Not really rah-rah guys. Yeah. Like, where does that leadership come from? Cooper Rush, they talk about his demeanor, right? He's calm, low cool, key, and collective, low-key, doesn't say much. Would you be adverse to having a Peters or a Barr or someone like that who's new to the program stepping up, being that vocal leader in these times?
It looked like Peters is already kind of taking a leadership role, at least among the linemen. You know, he's really mentoring Tyler Smith. And sounds of the sidelines we got out this week, which is great, by the way, on Twitter. Check it out. I think he leads kind of the offensive line group meeting on the field before the game. So, yeah, he's a guy that I think right now can lead that group. But I don't know if he's a guy that can step up in front of everybody and do it. I would think defensively, DeMarcus Lawrence is still that guy. You know, he's that veteran leader. He's got some skins on the wall. He knows the game. Now you hope his foot's okay and he's in there. But I think he's a guy that can do it offensively. That's tougher, I think. I mean, is Zeke that guy? I mean, he's kind of this fun-loving dude, but can he be that guy that can step up? You know, Zach Martin's been around, but I don't know if he's that type of guy to step up. But you're right. You know, Cooper doesn't seem that type of guy. You know, he's just so laid back. So I don't know for sure how that happens on the offensive side. I guess it would maybe be –
But I watch him during the game. I watch Cooper Rush during the game. And when he know his pass should have been caught, I see him when he look at his receivers, when he's talking to his guys. You know, and he in the way his eyes look, and what, you know, you can kind of read what he's saying. You know, run the route, crisper, get in there, you know. Yeah. This thing is, I don't think – I don't see this team. You know, I could see some of my teams or even some of Jesse's teams, but I don't see this team because you're working with a bunch of young guys, a bunch of guys that are still trying to prove themselves. I don't think they're going to mess around. If Coach McCarthy ain't messing around and Kellen Moore, if they ain't over there, you kind of, you know, because coaches have a tendency to kind of, you know, not be as firm in certain situations. But I don't see them letting up because they know they are penalty away and a bad play away from things going a different way.
Again, maybe it's, you know, like in the huddle when they were down by 7 and they're starting at like their own 10 or 11 or whatever. It sounded like Cooper said that, you know, it was Martin that stepped into the huddle and said, okay, we're going 90. And everybody was like, let's do it. You know, I mean, he was a guy that stepped up. So I think whatever it is, I think it does need to come from the players. You know, the coaches can bark at them all day, but if those players don't have that self-motivation or figure out that, you know, Michael Jordan used to say he'd find something on somebody that he hated, you know. So whatever that motivation is, it's got to come from within the player.
And I think that's imperative because you look at what this team is, Washington I'm talking about offensively, you know the names. You've heard the names. You've seen the productivity. You've heard the Carson Wentz. This was a guy who at one point in time was a MVP candidate, right? This was, you know, he was a part of that. He was the sole reason that that team was even in contention to win the Super Bowl the year that Nick Foles stepped in after his knee injury and won it. That was all Carson Wentz. And then you hear the names like Gibson, who was one of the in my opinion, one of the best dual threat running backs in the National Football League. Kurt, you put some things down that he's sixth. He was sixth last year with 105 rushing yards after contact. So he's a smaller back. He's shifty, but he has that contact balance. You hear the name Scary Terry. To me, one of the best route runners in all of football. Like when you talk about pure route running on that Amari Cooper level, go look at Scary Terry and how he does stuff at the line of scrimmage and in his route. And then they added the little jitterbug type player in Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
But it's not resulting in what they want to do. Now their offensive line is pretty bad, and they've been just a turnstile. Yeah.
That must be the issue then, right?
Huh? Carson Wentz was sacked 9 times last week. Mm. But there's something to be said, and I liking this when I had my short time at the University of North Carolina playing basketball. Every time UNC walked into a gym, you got everyone's best, no matter what the result was beforehand. If they would have been 1-13, they could have not hit the wide side of a barn. All of a sudden, Carolina walks in the gym, and they're hitting every shot under the sun. This is still the National Football League. These are still professional players. When you look at this offense and you hear the names, does that at any point in time give you a level of hesitancy? You know, like, hey, you know, those first they could get hot.
Yeah, those first two games, Wentz threw for over 300 yards, and he had, I think, 4 touchdown passes in the first one and 3 in the second. So, you know, he can catch lightning in a bottle, I guess. I mean, he was doing something right. So I don't know how you get him off that game. I guess just wreck the offensive line. But that, I mean, like you said, they're NFL players. They have the talent to – they can scare you if you don't sneak up on you.
They're playing with – they don't have identity. And listening to what the head coach Rivera says, you know, he's trying to tell – you know, I said it's just that Scott Turner, hey, man, we got more than just 3 wide receivers. We got a tight end that's available. We got backs that can catch out of the backfield. You know, we got to use every weapon. I mean, you rule in time of possession and losing. I mean, getting beat up bad, you still 32 minutes plus. So I look at this game as,
like, is that not the confusing part of it?
Yeah.
When you start, if you just like close your eyes and you said to me,
right,
Carson Wentz threw for, if you just said, you said player A threw for 300 yards in the first 2 games, 4 touchdowns, and then three touchdowns. Then you said, "Oh yeah," and they've led every game that they've been in with time of possession. And you start saying, you know, this receiver that they have is one of the best route runners. They got one of the best dual threat backs. And you don't give any names. You don't give any teams. You'll go, "Damn, that's a good football team." And then you look and you go, "It's the Washington Commanders."
Yeah.
And then you go, "Oh, like." I'm still trying to figure it out. Do you have any, Nate? Do you have anything that can put a
identity.
Finger on it?
They have no identity.
Put a,
they got
Michael Irvin fingers on it.
They got 5 out of the last 7 drafts. They got 5 number one pick defensive players starting. It ain't like they going into another contract. All of these guys are starting.
Yeah.
You got a coach that has coached in the league and been a head coach in Jack Del Rio. You got a defensive minded head coach and Ron Rivera, you, without a doubt, like Jesse said, you put your hands over your eyes, like, man, that is a defensive team that ranks in the top 10 in everything. Well, no fumbles, 1 interception, giving up 128 yards a game rushing, you know, 7, only 8 sacks. That don't register. You know, somebody has lost some will to play, bruh. You don't have that type of talent. You can't miss on 5, 6 guys, and then Chase ain't even playing. I'm talking about the 4 or 5. You can't miss like that. Yeah. These guys have stopped playing ball at a high level.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been in games like these trap games, and you're just like midway through, and you're like, God, we just can't get it going. You know, what's wrong? We should be killing these guys. I mean, what was that feeling like?
You know, Coach Johns used to tell us against teams like this. He said, I'm not with everybody else. Y'all don't need to beat them by 5th and nothing. He said, when we walk back in this locker room, I just need a W. He said, I'm asking you to play penalty-free, and I'm asking you to play hard because your talent is greater. But I can't say this about Washington. I can't say, coach can't, now coach can say it, but it'll be a lie. You know, hey, man, your talent is better. Nah, their defensive talent is greater, I'm talking in front seven, than our front seven. Their talent is greater than our front seven versus their front seven. So
This segment was brought to you by blockchain.com. We're going to go on to our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of the mental side of the game. Michael Gallup came out and he talked about he was physically, he felt he was ready to play. He said, but when we went out there against the Giants, mentally he just wasn't there, needed some more reps. Also, I want to talk about Dak Prescott. Where is he at mentally with this thumb thing? You know, do you rush him back? Is he? Should you wait another week or 2 weeks? Whatever it may be. So I want to get back into the conversation of where some of these guys are at mentally as they head into week four against the Commanders. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Hanging with the Boys.
The quarterback controversy.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Game Day Minicamp is here. Join former NFL players for our first ever Game Day Minicamp presented by Invisalign. Drop your kids off at the Ford Center on October 2nd from 11:30 to 3:30 while you watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders game from any of your favorite restaurants in the Star District. Register your young footballer for camp. Visit DallasCowboys.com/academy. Now, as we get into this game, Jayron Kearse may be coming back, but the names that we've really been talking about coming off of injury, Connor McGovern is getting some work in as well, but names like Michael Gallup, names like Dak Prescott, who got his stitches removed earlier this week, and I saw some pictures online where he's doing some very light throwing of the football outside in the practice field. But the thing that I found was interesting, and I don't know if this is, should we praise this for being growth, for having growth and maturity, or should we kind of raise an eyebrow as, can we trust you mentally when you get in a football game, from Michael Gallup? He came out last week and said, I'm physically ready to go, but as I was out there preparing for the game against the Giants, I just needed to feel a couple of more things. I only was in practice on pads twice. Right. I need to do a couple more things to kind of feel myself get ready. And a part of me was like, wow, well, that's such maturity, right? A guy who looks at this team and says, we don't have a really good receiving core. They could actually use my help immensely. I've been out since last year. I want to get back. I'm chomping at the bits. But I said, mentally, I'm not ready. Then the other half said to me, will this have a long-term effect on him? Will he be thinking about this injury while he's in the game? Will he be thinking about every time he goes to plant or to jump or to kick it to that fifth or sixth gear? Will in the back of his mind he'll go, and maybe let up on a pass or let up on a route, and that may result in an incompletion or an interception or what may have you? Where do you think, or where do you look at this for a guy like Michael Gallup? Where is he? What do you perceive him being at mentally?
When he gets in the game throwing the ball quick, don't let him just run around wondering. Let's get him baptized quick. Don't play around. You know, get him a deep slant, quick slant. Get him acclimated as quick as possible, because he's thinking about it, which we all do. A lot of us just would not verbally say it. I've been injured pretty bad. You've probably been injured pretty bad. Kurt, you probably hurt yourself stringing a guitar. You know.
You know, after that 24-hour, they say it's supposed to go down to 24 hours, and they don't go down to 24 hours. You start thinking about getting another one later on that day. You're like, the doctor said 24 hours, the thing was going to go down, and it's been 32 hours. Wow. And it's still... It's still jamming out like hard rock. Yeah.
But I promise you,
if I put him in that game,
I ain't finna have him run around thinking about it. Yeah. Nah, we ain't finna go out there and let him block a little bit. No. Quick slant. And if they come up on him way and they put something inside him where he can't get the quick slant, quick fade. But some way, somehow, I got to get him involved. We don't have him running around there trying to feel his way. Yeah. We're going to give you your way.
Should there be a pitch count?
Probably, yeah. I mean, but I that's the thing about the mental side of it. He's not going to know till he plays in a game. I mean, mm-hmm. he can practice all he wants and get pads out here all he wants. He's not going to know till he gets hit, you know. And so I think that, like Nate says, they need to get him involved early. Maybe they probably need a pitch count on him. And I would think as a player you'd want a preseason against a team like Washington, and then instead of having to come back and face Rams and Eagles. You know, I would think this would be the week he'd want to come back. If he's healthy, I would think this is the week he'd need to come back to get himself ready to when the tough competition starts coming.
Let's transition over to our starting quarterback.
What do you think, man? What do you think?
I just told you. I told you about two thoughts about him. I told you my thoughts of that. I was 50-50.
Yeah,
I thought a part of him was like, is that going to weigh on him a little bit? And a part of me was like, wow, what such great maturity for someone to say. Because most guys will be like, I want to go back out there. And you saw what happened. And to Michael's point, he mentioned this. You saw what happened to Chris Godwin. And it was one of those deals where it was, maybe he got out there too fast.
It was a shepherd. He just run down the field. And
that was a non-contact injury, on that turf. So I'm still a mixed bag with it. I don't know if it's maturity, and maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe it's a ton of maturity to say that. That's where I feel right now. And in fact, I'm going to say it. It's a ton of maturity to say that. Anytime that you can admit something of that magnitude publicly, when you're at this stage in your career as a professional football player, that mentally I just wasn't ready. Yeah. I just didn't feel ready. That's a huge step. But the other part is true as well, that there may be a point in time in the game where he's thinking about it. And we won't know, and he won't know, to your point, Kurt, until he actually gets out there in the game and does it. So I agree all across the board. Mm-hmm. I think give him the ball early. Smoke screen. Hey, boom, take it, make a move, put your foot in the ground, do something, and just feel the energy in the game. Feel someone else that's not in a Cowboys uniform try to come and tackle you. Hell, he may make the first guy miss and run for 60 yards for a touchdown. We don't know, but I think the best thing for him is to, one, get out there when he's ready, and then, two, once he's ready to get out there, get him acclimated quickly. Get him baptized right off the gate. And I'm not saying you got to go to him 12 times a game, But the moment he steps on the field, I think he should be in the action some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And so the one person that we're all looking forward to getting back into the action is one Dak Prescott. Stitches came off early this week. He's doing some soft tossing of the football today. We don't know when he's actually going to come back. We don't know. But in the interim, Cooper Rush has been 2-0, has had his ups and downs. But for the most part, anytime you win, it always looks much better than when you lose, especially being the backup. For Dak, Nate, no preseason. Played 3.5 quarters this season. When he does come back, where do you think he's going to be at mentally? Is he going to be someone who's just laser focused, locked back in? Or is he going to be someone that's thinking about, man, I saw what I was week one, and I saw what Cooper Rush was, whatever amount of times he's been in for me when I've been out. Does he press? Does he relax? Does he just cool, calm, and collective? Where do you think Dak Prescott will be when he comes back mentally?
After the first 3 or 4 passes, because he's going to be excited just to be back. After that right there, he should calm down. And then just like he said, see the game from when he was standing on the sideline. Keep it simple. Believe your reads. 1, 2. If not there, get rid of the ball or get out of there. You know, and then as the game progresses and your offensive line blocks better and better and better, then, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, get rid of the ball. So that's how I look at it. That's how I think he's going to attack it because you know, you watch him the first game he was out, he's doing more cheering than he was watching. You watch him the second game, he watching more. He absorbing the game more. And so when he come back, just come back. And after, like I said, after them first 2 or 3 throws, because he's going to be pumped.
Yeah.
He's going to want to make sure his fingers is gripping that ball. And so he may throw it high a couple of times or may come out funny. And it may not. But after that, let's go.
Is there anything he can learn right now?
Yeah, he
just
said it.
Just from being on the sideline?
I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody, like, the moment you stop learning at any point in time in your life, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's not a bad thing to be like, oh, I'm learning from Cooper Rush. No, you can learn something from everybody. The janitor can teach you something.
Right.
The window washer can teach you something.
Right.
The CEO can teach you something. The cab driver, like there isn't a person in life or in sports who can't teach you something.
Right.
You have to be receptive to the information and kind of sometimes swallow your own pride and say, you know what? That is right. And my hope is when Dak comes back, he's not looking at this as saying, I have to do exactly what Cooper Rush did. Or outdo Cooper Rush, or win back over the fans, or win back over the locker room. No, go and play football.
Yeah,
go and play football. Go and do what you've been doing. You know what I mean? Go and be smart with the football, be accurate with the football, be on time with the football.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard to do though, right? He's gonna want to come back like I'm gonna show them I'm the guy. You know? I mean, how does he stay within himself?
My thing is that I am the guy.
Yeah.
Like. I don't have to show anyone I'm the guy. And you know how I know I'm the guy? There's a check that says $40 million.
Well, that could be a negative.
That shows.
I can't think what movie that was. I'm the guy.
Like
Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
It's a Tom Cruise movie where he was a spy, double agent. But anyway, I'm the guy.
But I just think, I mean, for Dak.
You're the guy, Jess.
I am the guy.
Yeah, you're the guy.
You don't got to tell me that. Yeah. I know every day I get up, I'm that dude.
Yeah.
So I walk in that. I walk in with whatever the shoe that is supposed to be given to me for being that dude, I walk in it. I think the same thing should be for Dak Prescott. It should be, I'm that dude. This is the dude who's been the franchise quarterback. This is the dude that they put the franchise on. They've given me the keys. They've given me the check. They've given me everything that I needed to be that guy. I don't have anything to prove to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I just got to go out there and help my teammates. Uh-huh. That's because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Yeah. I hope he feels that way.
Because, right, that's the goal. The goal is to go out there. Your goal was to go out there and be like, man, I'm going to get these holes for
These what?
Holes. Okay. You probably was getting the holes and the.
Wow. Jess, slow down. Pronounce your words.
I said holes. Pronounce your brain. Get your brain right. Get your brain out the gutter.
That's true.
But your thought process was, I'm going to get these holes.
Right. Thank
for
you.
For Emmett.
Right.
I'm going to get these blocks.
Right.
For Troy. And everything else. .com. And everything else is going to be what it's going to be.
Right.
And you knew you knew a lot of the time you wasn't going to get credit.
That's right.
It was going to always be Emmitt Smith that they wanted to interview, Troy Aikman that they wanted to interview, Michael Irvin that they wanted to interview. But the Fat Boys, hey, thank you.
It's an MB Bop.
Yeah, it's the unsung, you're the unsung hero. So for Dak, I mean, I think mentally for him, it should just be, I am who I am. I'm Dak Prescott. You know, in the words of when Kevin Durant said in his interview like 2 years ago, it was like, I'm Kevin Durant. Like, you know who I am, right? Like, you know who I'm Kevin Durant. I'm the best player on the planet.
Wow.
That's what it is. And so
that's all you need. Huh?
That's all you need. And with that, we're hanging with the boys.
Oh, it's over?
That's who we are.
That's all you need.
You, wow, Nate, you job, Nate Newton.
Wow.
You, Kurt Daniels.
Yeah.
Chris, you, Chris Bean.
Yes, sir.
Audio Jazz. You, Audio Jazz. I'm Jesse Holly.
But it's what
y'all
is Willie?
The fans.
What is Willie?
A traitor.
No, Willie gets our stuff out on time.
No,
he told
don't.
Me. Willie gets our stuff out on time.
Look, you see the tweets.
Yeah.
You see the tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
They tweet
Willie
me all the time.
Willie gets our stuff out on time.
They tweet me all the time. Man, ain't no audio. I can't see it. I got to go to YouTube, but I can't see it on Apple. I can't see it on there. I don't. The conspiracy's back up again.
Willie's getting it done.
The boss is, we on your heels, boss. You know we on your heels. You know we on your heels. But, you know.
He's that guy.
I'm that guy.
You that guy.
You that guy.
I can't think of the movie. That's a good movie.
We those dudes.
I'm that guy. Yeah.
And y'all are the fans. And I want y'all to come back here tomorrow. Freaky Friday. We give our predictions. We have some fun. Talk about the game.
Yep.
And we take your phone calls. I'm taking your phone call tomorrow. So make sure you call in. Take the number down today, 888-855-2297.
Sweet.
You know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
Get it in today. Start calling Chris today.
Yeah.
Call Chris today,
don't call Chris today. But no, we'll take a call tomorrow.
Anytime after one tonight.
Nah, thank you, Nate. Appreciate you.
Call Chris today. I'll give him Jesse's phone number.
No, don't you call him. That's Chris. Bro Willie keeps us up on I hope he does. I don't know if he does. Jazzy Jit, man. Thank you all for listening to us, brother. We're hanging with the boys. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!